Sunday night, or Yud Gimel Teve, something like that. Hilchah Shabbos, cleaning your suit or whatever without water. We'll see in a second. Okay, Hilchah Shabbos. So we know there's an Issur Malabein, we should know, there's an Issur Malabein of cleaning, laundering, and that's usually with water. What about without water? A lot of times people sort of are not sure 100%. They get dust or dirt on their jacket, on their pants. On the, some people wear a hat. Not here. No. So, but some people wear a hat, and the hat gets dirty. So according to many poskim, to shake out dirt from a garment, to remove the dust from it, is under certain circumstances also an issur d'oraisa, even though you're not using any liquid water to get it out or to clean with water, but you're cleaning and you're getting out dirt or dust. And according to many poskim, it's possibly an issur d'oraisa of malabein. I say possibly because we'll be learning tomorrow night probably the circumstances under which it's a bit subjective, and sometimes it's usher and sometimes it's mutter. With water, it's usher almost always. Many hold even if it's clean already, that it's usher with water to wash a garment, even if it's clean. But here, there's conditions that make it usher, and some hold that it's not usher. But we're machmir, and we certainly are noeg. We normative halacha says consider it asur, and under the circumstances in which it's asur, and so it's asur to get out dust. Now the major league heter, it's not even a heter. All of this is talking, this whole discussion that I said, that many hold it's asur, and that's normative halacha, even though some hold it's mutter, and we'll be learning the conditions about when it's mutter and when it's asur tomorrow night. But it's certainly mutter if the dirt is surface. In other words, this whole discussion is when you're cleaning the garment. That means the dust has settled in the fibers of the garment, and you're getting it out. Then there's a discussion of cleaning. But if it's surface stuff, that's certainly okay, because you're not cleaning the garment. It's just on top of it, and you're getting rid of it, so that's okay. How muktzah is dealt with is not so clear. If you just brush off, most of the time you're dealing with something muktzah. And you'll see sometimes people, I don't know, they don't want to touch it, maybe because of muktzah, and they'll go like that. In my eyes, it's very questionable. There's an inyan of tiltul min atzad if you don't touch it directly, but many hold that if you just use something else as an extension of your hand, that's not called tiltul min atzad. If you just the fact that you're not using your physical hand is not tiltul min atzad. So really, muktzah is always a very big problem. So I saw it today in a sefer. A very big chiddush, but it's a very mekubal sefer. I felt it was a big chiddush, but it really removes this problem. He says that even for the issur muktzah, it has to be something of mamoshus for the issur muktzah to be chal. But if you're dealing essentially with nothingness, dirt, dust, so even though the chayra, that's the quintessential muktzah machmas gufo, one would think. He says, no, adarabah. Not adarabah, but he says, no. Muktzah machmas gufo would be something substantial, something with mamoshus, and it has no use on Shabbos, and we know the various cases where something is muktzah machmas gufo, even a piece of dirt or earth, but it's substantial, it's something. But it's not when you're talking about like dust or dirt, the way you clean off. So that's so insubstantial that it's not even muktzah. There's no issur muktzah, it's not chal on it. And that's what he says. And I've seen some svarim, chashuv svarim, bring it down. And it certainly takes care of the problem. So, should you rely on it? I don't know. That's a tough call for me to sit here now and say. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I didn't think about it enough. I just saw it today. It's a big chiddush. In my eyes, it's a big chiddush. Maybe everybody's sitting here saying, oh, no problem, Rabbi, it's possible. Okay, good. but we'll leave it at that.